From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The chair of the Democratic Party of Arkansas, Michael John Gray, is on the line to talk about FBI Director James Comey's testimony. Thanks for being on the line with us.
Absolutely.
All right. First of all, it's just wrapping up now. What's your general takeaway from this?
Really frustrated that we're this soon into a presidency and we're seeing these kind of issues, and general takeaway that there are some of us that are going to be more skeptical than others, but the fact that what Director Comey's saying, I think the conversations, the fact that there was some Russian influence, that there was some ask by the president to potentially back off from investigations, those are the very things that President Trump campaigned on, that, you know, he was not going to be your typical Washington insider, that everything was going to be transparent and above board and we were going to drain the swamp, so to speak. And if he really engaged in the kind of activity that Director Comey was describing, it seems like that's exactly what people voted against, was that kind of a political type behavior, and where the ones with influence or the ones with power get the backroom influence. And so it's really, I think it'd be really disheartening to voters to see that that's what's really going on.
For the state's congressional delegation, it's all Republican right now. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton questioned James Comey a little bit. Any particular comments about Senator Cotton's line of questioning, or generally about the state delegation's general reaction to this spectacle?
Both. It's interesting that Senator Cotton has dinner with the president and then has questions for Director Comey that can't be answered publicly. It's like, did President Trump give Senator Cotton those questions to ask? Was there some conversation that led to those questions? But generally, from our entire delegation, I'd like to see more of putting politics aside. I'd like to see them assuring Arkansans that regardless, instead of being playing the political game that President Trump carried Arkansas by 60%, so we can't speak ill of the president, we're worried about our reelection, I would much rather them come out and say, we're not sure where we are here, there are some real questions, we're going to put politics aside, it doesn't matter what party our president's from, if these things happen, they're wrong, and we're going to make sure that it gets addressed, and not just play the politics of, well, in Arkansas, he has a high approval rating. I just think that our people deserve to be put over the politics of where we are right now.
You're the chair of the Democratic Party of Arkansas. You've made some arguments that you hope Arkansas voters will evaluate in the future. Looking at 2018, though, any congressional candidates that you feel like you'll be offering a change of pace from the last time around where there's only one candidate? What do you think your candidates will be offering regarding this issue?
I think what they'll be offering is what Democrats always offer, is that people are going to be put first over party. It is the national trend, and due respect to you, the press that likes to make this divisive, partisan atmosphere. It sells papers, it sells ad time. But I think with Arkansas Democrats, is what you'll see is it's not about politics. It's about taking care of people. We're going to address these issues, and we're going to be transparent and honest about it. And whether it's interference by special interests or foreign governments, or whether it's making sure that whether you are wealthy or working, that you can afford to get health care, that's what you're going to see out of our candidates.
All right. Michael John Gray, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.